We're coming off, get back into the presentation. I appreciate the discussion this morning. One of the things that I was told years ago in regards to boards or councils is their job is to look at the horizon and set policies and procedures and not look at their toes where the operation is taking place. That's the job of the people that run the operation, such as the city manager in the city or the management of SEPA. So what should happen through the process, I believe, after all these discussions and stuff, is the operation side of this stuff, if there's things in the procedures and policies that need to be changed to make what we're doing here work into the future, that's what comes back to the board. Same way, I think, on some of the operational decisions made during the operational meetings, if there was a concern in overall operations, I don't know if it's necessarily, if it's not a policy issue, then I think it's a manager's issue, or the business side of your community, to weigh in on that when Lisa talked about that discussion. It doesn't necessarily be at the board level unless there's a policy issue that needs to be changed or addressed. If it's an operational issue, operations can do that. We should probably let the policymakers know what's going on, but I don't think it's the board decision to manage the operations. Our job is to set those policies that help you run your operations. So with that, we're on to the, I think, bullet point four, power sales agreement, PSA, operating review. Joel?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm just going to dive in here. Power sales agreement says that the output of the dedicated facilities is allocated as follows, section 1F. You have a copy of the policy of the power sales agreement before. It says the output of Swan Lake will be, in the first instance, dedicated to serving the firm power requirements of Ketchikan, and the output of Tyee Lake will be, in the first instance, dedicated to serving the firm power requirements of the interconnected utilities. So the dedicated part, that's been the case since the power sales agreement, the original power sales agreement, that Swan dedicated to Ketchikan, Tyee dedicated to Petersburg and Wrangell together. It's always been that way. The problem is that, or the benefit really, but can be a problem, is the tie line between them. Until the tie line came in, it didn't really matter that all the water in Tyee was always going to go to each of those towns. All the water in Swan was going to go to Ketchikan, and that was it. And it wasn't until the tie line came in. And so Steve had asked the question about the ops plan. How do you deal with the fact that you all of a sudden have an interconnected utility? And the way that the original negotiators and recommendation from myself and a few other people were to manage that was through the operations plan. So it's really through the operations plan that the dedicated amounts get determined, get implemented, how the water gets managed. And in section 5 of the power sales agreement is the operations plan, which, you know, functionally and procedurally, the agency does every year. Goes through and it determines, you know, what's it supposed to do. The operation plan shall estimate the firm power requirements of the purchasing utilities and shall identify the dedicated output to be delivered to meet the firm power requirements of the dedicated party, as well as any additional dedicated output. So that's what goes on in the operations plan. It's done by the agency in cooperation with the member utilities. So, you know, I've always heard from people here, you know, well, isn't everything in there ours? Isn't that what dedicated means? It's dedicated to us, right? And I've never looked at it that way. And it's first of all, it's dedicated in the first instance. Well, what's the next instance, right? In the next instance, it's also, in the next instance, it's additional dedicated. And so what the agency's doing is looking at the estimate. I think Robert showed, I mean, that was, you know, he did a pretty good job at estimating what your, this year, what your firm power requirements are. Then we determine after that additional dedicated for each town. So the other aspect is that they're to be managed. The firm power requirements are managed through the use of water management and other efficient dispatch procedures by the agency. So I think that's what Robert's described here about what the, you know, we've got the models, you know, we're managing it that way, okay? The other aspect is that it's to optimize sales. That's the additional dedicated part, really. We want to optimize operations of the reservoirs to optimize sales through water management and efficient dispatch. That's what the agency's trying to do. It says, though, that through the use of water management and other efficient dispatch procedures adopted by the agency, subject to the dedicated party's priority access to dedicated output. Okay, so that's really the governor in the ops plan, that everything we're doing, we're going to estimate what your output is, we're going to say this is your dedicated amount for this year, and anything beyond that is additional dedicated, and we're going to do it through efficient dispatch and water, our own water management, you know, all the models that Robert's talking about. That's all what we're doing. But we got to make sure that the priority access of the dedicated amount that we've estimated is protected. After that, we're not just encouraged, we're required to sell our additional dedicated under this contract. We're required to offer it to sale. Not only that, you're required to buy it. Okay, that's what the contract says. I'm not sure how much that helps your discussion here, right? But that's pretty much what the ops plan requires. Now, as I said earlier, I think we have some opportunities here to provide some structure around what happens during the year, right? How should we present the ops plan for consideration to the board on a year, you know, when you're ready to approve it come December for the next year? What do we do there? What type of communication should go out? When should that happen? I mean, I have some ideas on that, but you can't, in other words, you can't just look at what's behind each reservoir as that's dedicated, because it changes at any particular moment. It changes. And the document itself says that we're to estimate that amount and provide that estimated amount to you. And the last point I'll come back to, which I made earlier, is that this is risky. There's risk. And this isn't unique to this area. I mean, this is every hydro project is risky. It seems firm, it's great, it works great until there's no water or less water. And that's the risk. And that's embedded in a couple ways in the agreement. If you look at, we have a whole section on risk. It's titled Risk, if I can just find it here. It says that we're to maintain risk management requirements.
4D.
Thank you. Section 4D. The parties understand that operating the agency facilities carries with it certain risks. Okay. In the opinion that I wrote, I'm always hesitant to read something I wrote, you know, almost 10 years ago. So, but I say in section 4, electric power is to be continuously available by the agency to its purchasing utilities at the agreed upon delivery point. However, this obligation is limited by the following exceptions: interruptions or restrictions of delivery caused by the reasonable need to maintain, repair, etc., the facilities, or when a cause or event is not in the control of the agency, like weather. So, you know, but that sounds hard. If you're the member utility and you're saying, I want to buy all my firm power from you and I'm required to do it, the advantage of this to you is that in certain circumstances, if there's a you know, earthquake, something, you know, the lines go down, something happens, you don't have to pay for power that we can't deliver. That's how it was designed. I mean, it's not a take and pay. You have to take it, but if we can't deliver it to you, you don't have to pay us. And that was a risk management. That's something that, you know, our forefathers and foremothers embedded in the original one and wanted in this power sales agreement as well, that this is a risk management item for each of the towns to be protected from that. So I'm open for questions on this, and you know, this can be a much longer conversation, and over time, you know, the last words I'll have on this is I think that we can develop the guardrails through the policies on implementing the operations plan. I think that we can develop a hierarchy of, you know, communications that go up. One of my ideas, I think, is to possibly have a standing subcommittee made up of each board member representative from each community. If it's three people, it won't constitute a meeting of the agency, and we can embed that as a possibility to avoid the entire board having to come in, and then at that point leave it to the best judgment of those individuals on that subcommittee if they need a board meeting. I mean, there's ways we can build in, you know, communications and connection back and forth from the board, from the member utilities, and the like. So anyway, thank you.
Question? Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, Joel. The one hang-up that I believe we've had is the section where it says we have to buy the power. But at some point here, I don't remember whether it was Lisa or Steve that made the point that there came a point, although that power was available, and you looked at your own community and you may have a generator that wasn't working right, or you lost your people, something else happened, and all of a sudden that brings you to a point saying, whoa, wait, we got a problem. And so you come back and you say, we don't want to buy all that power, or we want to run generator now because we want to preserve some of that power in that reservoir level. There's nothing that I read that we have in place that allows us to do that type of thing. And I think you're suggesting we might do that, but I really do think we need something like that.
I think the way to do it is through the operations plan that, you know, what I've heard is frustration at the agency that it won't declare that you should burn diesel, that the agency should have told us to burn diesel, right? And I understand that frustration, and I think that that's a gap in our agreement here, because I would argue, as some have suggested, that that's beyond the purview of the management of the agency, that that's really a board level decision, that I think our CEO, unless it's just for, you know, when you're offline for maintenance, right? But in this circumstance, I'm not sure our CEO has the authority under this agreement to tell you to burn your diesels, right? And I think that's part of the nuance here. I know what's behind that. You know, what's behind that is a concern is how the heck are we going to pay for our diesel burn, right? I get that. So to me, that's a board level decision. I mean, that, you know, whether you have an ongoing process to declare that, but I think that's really a board level decision. It should be a board level decision. Again, I've said this to several of you over the years, we've had an overabundance of water. I mean, it's been fat, dumb, and happy years. We haven't had to deal with that, but I feel like, you know, we're in a different circumstance now, different world.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your analysis of the power sales agreement, and I will say that, wow, this is news to Wrangell, and that basically the reservoir is, you know, it's open to interpretation, and that we'll do our best to get you guys as much as we can, but, you know, you may have to burn some diesels, and that's kind of the way it's going. That's really what I'm hearing. And I'm hearing it from the standpoint of when we entered this agreement, from what I'm told, we were told that your hydro needs will be met out of Taiyi unless there's a drought, unless there's a line goes down. We appreciate that. We understand that. But the bottom line is, and this, nobody, I'm not hearing it from SEPA, we oversold to the south, which left us in a deficit position. We were hoping, we were playing chicken with the bottom, we lost, and we had to start our diesels in Wrangell, and they had to start their diesels in Petersburg. And at one point, I was incredibly galled when it was pointed out that actually this is good management of the resource, because if you burn a little diesel, that's not a bad thing. Well, that is a bad thing from our perspective, because we're looking at that reservoir as that it's supposed to provide 100% of our power needs. And when we entered the agreement, that was the understanding. I think Wrangell was the last to sign on to this agreement, because there was this absolute fear within the community that as soon as we signed on and we started selling to Ketchikan, the Ketchikan would gobble up every ounce of that water. We villainized, don't get me wrong, we villainized Ketchikan for years. That was our boogeyman. we've been good at that. But what's interesting is that I feel that Ketchikan's been looking out more for my community's interests than the power organization that I belong to.
Thank you.
And at the end of the day, if this is the way we're going to operate moving forward, that this is loose, and is, I guess we're back to what was said to me, you know, at the beginning when we had this meeting back in January, where we finally said, what in the world is going on? And I will say this as well. I kind of wonder what would happen if I hadn't said one of two things, power or money, your choice, but you're going to pick it. Because it wasn't until after I said that that the meeting was discussed with Ketchikan and we started looking at options. And then 2 days later, we had the memo written up. But if this is the way we're going to operate, that there's wiggle room and we can do this and we can do that, then I am going to ask that we set a ridiculously high bottom on the project, and that we don't sell below that without having unanimous board support. And I appreciate that this was a weird year and there was weirdness going on, but we may well be into weird years for many years to come. And I'm not going to go back to my community. As my colleague Lisa says, I try to pass a red face test when I have old timers coming up to me saying, I told them so. Look at where we're at. We saw these pie graphs. We saw how much power was sold south. And yes, we are the beneficiary of that power sale. I fully recognize that. And I fully recognize that we have gladly gobbled up those refunds. Gladly. We've taken that and utilized it for infrastructure projects and so on. But that will be gone, and you know, any gains that we've had will be gone shortly if we have sustained diesel runs, both through the depreciation of our diesels, the overall cost of the diesel itself, and even just trying to keep it manned. We're not a great big municipality like Ketchikan is. We're small even compared in many ways to Petersburg. We don't have unlimited resources to absorb these things. We have to know that our hydro is going to be provided to us short of a line cut or a generator goes down out of the plant or whatever it is. And I think I talked to Joe Nelson about this, and he had some really interesting historical information for me. His point was, they've been playing chicken with the bottom for years. It finally bit them. That was his comment to me.
Can I respond?
You may.
So I appreciate that you're upset, and that you're particularly upset at my interpretation of this document. But if you go through this document, that's what it says. And I'm sorry. You all, I'm just going to lay it out there. We all own this problem, okay? Now, in particular, you don't like the way it was communicated to you. I get that, okay? It was wrong. We messed up, okay? We did. We own that. We absolutely own that. It was wrong. We should have been more open. We should have been more careful. We should have been more considerate of what's going on up north and the impact. This agency manages the water to make sure year after year you don't burn diesel up there. And if you look at this diesel protocol memo, right up top, this was done in October of 2010. It says one of the key issues here is to minimize the burning of diesel. And that's what this agency's done. Now, you may not like the result this year, and there's a lot of mistakes that happened. And whether I was involved in any particular moment or not, I just want to say, if we messed up, we messed up, and we're owning that right now. But that's the way the document reads. There's never been a guarantee to you, ever. When we disclosed everything, I was there in Wrangell when I was in a room with the former mayor of Ketchikan, and the people of Wrangell were saying, we're worried you're going to just steal our water, okay? Now, that line has been built and energized for nearly 10 years, okay?